You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
In a world of mass species extinction, climate change, and yawning economic inequality, a world nothing like our own, one man will not rest in his quest for the perfect martini.
Alcohol is like the cousin who owes you money. It promises everything and delivers nothing.
I've come to say goodbye, Cyril. I'm leaving for Antarctica on the next dirigible.
What on earth are you going to do in Antarctica?
I'll find something. They must need someone to sweep the ice or shoo the penguins away.
Cyril, darling boy, death before dishonor.
Dishonor!
You must reproduce. You are the last of the Chippingdon Smythes. We cannot be allowed to become extinct. It may take years for you to impregnate a wife. The Chippingdon Smythes are noted for the immobility of their sperm.
It is generally accepted that in matters of romance, people want most acutely what they cannot have. The usual ploy is to invent an alternative love interest. This brings the desired object's jealousy into play. Combining this with an icy reserve to administer the spoon could bring the desired result.
You must remember that I am a man!
To everything he needs to know at a glance. Are you timid? Bold? Sexually confused? It's all there in your hat. My job is to ascertain your essence and to create a hat that will announce you to the world.
We have a Guatemalan rabbit, sir, but I really can't recommend it. If your objection to Impossible Mutton is based on the rumor that it contains human flesh, I assure you that it was denied most vigorously by the manufacturer.
No, it's the taste I object to, or rather, the aftertaste. There's a tang of petroleum jelly that I know some people love.
Hospitals are swamped as speculators rush to sell in a bull market.
I say, Rogers, these pronouncements are rather gruesome. Isn't the news of the day usually a little more upbeat?
Sales in the dining room.
Sandwiches are the opiate of the people.
Even ham?
We must return to a time when life took work. When men glistened with the sweat of honest labor, their gleaming muscles flexing under thin, homespun smocks, their women working beside them with heaving breasts, falling into bed at the end of the day to mate like animals. Not the kind of delicate, polite lovemaking you find nowadays, but rough, passionate, desperate sex.
Alice is right. I will join you. I will fight beside you. Take me with you to this new tomorrow.
In this world, the great minds that should have discovered electricity decided to chuck it all because their true passion was stand-up comedy. It is a world of steam-powered servants and factory-made food in which the privileged few, like Cyril Chippingdon Smythe, have nothing to live for but pleasure and fashion and love. Join us for Twits in Love, a steampunk distraction by Tom Allen Robbins.
A woman of breeding is never surprised. It shows a lack of foresight.